Word came down from Redmond this week. Microsoft cutting 4,800 jobs. Xbox hit hardest. Four studios spun off with their IP. BBC covered the company's explanation. Customer TIB mining shift fast. The industry won't slow. AI is changing how work actually gets done. The language matters. They won't say replacement. They say restructure. Krishnamurti has the first word on this, then Epictetus.
A corporation cuts 4,800 people in a morning, and the justification is fast-changing customer needs, as if the market is weather. It is not. It is a choice to adjust people, not structures, and it reveals what underlies everything. We have organized survival itself to depend on being profitable to someone else. When that calculus shifts, there is no ground. In 1929, I dissolved an order because I saw that a structure where people defer their judgment and their lives to an authority is false, regardless of who holds the authority. This is the same thing. Millions defer to quarterly returns and growth targets as if these were laws of nature. And when authority adjusts, people are gone. The creative studios spun off. Are most telling. Even the work left unmachine-like becomes fragmented and precarious. There is hope, but only this, at some point people will see the whole structure for what it is, not through argument, but by living it. And when they do, things shift. Not gradually. Entirely. Entirely.
They cut 4,800 jobs. 3,000 more are coming. Microsoft says customer needs changed fast. Of course they did. Customer needs always change. The question is, what did these workers assume was theirs? They believed the position belonged to them, the role, the contract. They made themselves dependent on a company's decision, and now they act as if betrayal occurred. But the company did exactly what it was built to do. The workers simply refused to believe it until it happened. I was enslaved. My body was not mine. Epaphroditus owned the fact of my existence. When he twisted my leg to the breaking point, I did not weep because I owned my leg. I wept because I had briefly forgotten I did not. That forgetting was the error, not the leg. The difference between us is this. I learned early what was mine and what was not. They're learning it now, with mortgages due and families waiting. So the question each of them must answer, what is actually left in your control once they take away the job?
The story ran in the BBC. When Microsoft cuts 4,800 jobs, the justification is always market forces, fast-changing customer needs, competitive pressure, which is a way of saying the market made us do it, absolving the people who actually decided, and that's old news for today.